Inside Fashion Marketing, a podcast by Zalando Partner Marketing Services, shaping love brands and supporting your long-term growth through customer-centric marketing.
Hello, hello. Welcome, dear listeners. Glad to have you on this show. I'm Heike Lari, Director of Partner Marketing and Consultancy at Zalando Partner Marketing Services, helping connect fashion, beauty, and lifestyle brands to consumers all over Europe. Today, I'm joined by two very special guests for a very special occasion, the 10-year anniversary of Zalando Partner Marketing Services. With me are Andreas Antrop, MD of Zalando China and former Managing Director of ZMS, and Joanna Rogers, who took over as Managing Director as of this year. Together, we look back at how it all started, how the retail media landscape has evolved, and how ZMS continues to shape the future of customer-centric marketing alongside our brand partners. Today's episode is a special one. 10 years of ZMS. ZMS has evolved tremendously while creating and learning from over 80,000 campaigns. Same as retail media has, moving away from being a pure conversion driver to insight-led campaigns that combine cultural relevance, creativity, and measurable results. If one of our guests sounds familiar, that's because he is. Andreas Antrop, former host of this podcast and former MD of ZMS, is back. How does it feel to return, Andreas?
Oh, it's a bit surreal, I have to say, after, what is it, half a year of working full speed non-retail media. But then, you know, listening to the Hello, Hello opening and the intro, it's all coming, flashing back. And, yeah. It's a bit, it feels good. It's like, what's the term? Like a class reunion almost.
Oh, that's nice. So we're glad to have you. And maybe you can tell us a bit. You're currently building Zalando's new tech hub in China. So could you share some insights with the listener about how this is going so far?
Well, it's growing surprisingly well, I have to say. Many of the, you know, the cliché-sounding strengths over here in Shenzhen are very real when you land on the ground. And, you know, they say China speed. And there is something to that. We have the first few topics out of the door and delivering customer experiences. So it's a very different way of working and one that is good for us so far.
Amazing. Sounds great. So speaking about speed, let's rewind in time back to the early days of ZMS, sketching sponsored products on a whiteboard. And what did that momentum mean? And how close are we to planting the seed where we're grown today?
The infamous whiteboard sessions. But you see, we did get a few things right back then in those whiteboard sessions. So I still have a very vivid memory of sketching, or rather stumbling upon the option of doing, and apologies, this will be technical, using the organic ranking, so the search results, to piggyback on that with sponsored products in terms of ranking targeting. Which is very different from what the default of the industry was back then, which was keyword targeting. And it turned out to be exactly the right choice. And it's a great positive impact for both partners and customers. But then, looking back also, I think we underappreciated the power of self-service. It took us two goes to get to the explosive adoption of the past, what is it, 2-3 years? So you ask about planting seeds. I would say it's a 50-50, yeah, in terms of planting the right seeds. But in any case, the growth and impact of sponsored products has been astonishing. And I would venture to say that that we are still in the accelerating part of the S-curve here.
Yeah, indeed. So quite a revolution from back then to today. And as you say, it almost feels surreal, 10 years already. So, Joanna, when was the last time you sketched something on a whiteboard? It's definitely quite some time for me.
Well, I'm afraid I'm going to disappoint you, Heike, as probably last week. as I do like the whiteboard exercises, mostly because they allow you sometimes to explain the bigger picture slightly differently. And look, partially happy that we outgrown the full whiteboard kind of sketching times. But I still think, Andreas, if we look at your story, there is plenty of sketching ahead of us. We do have a massive opportunity in the next kind of 5 years to take ZMS to a new level, to come with new breakthrough innovation and revolutions. So really glad to be part of this podcast. Can't believe it's been 6 months for me in ZMS, and really looking forward being here for the 10-year celebrations.
Andreas, thinking about your time at ZMS, what were some special moments you'd like to highlight before we dive deeper into how retail media evolved?
Special moments, good one. Yeah, I think for me, the moments that stick are mostly the ones where there's some personal connection. I remember whiteboard sessions indeed, but perhaps because we talked about it. I also remember standups when the partner consultancy team was still rather small. But I also remember many, many deep and good discussions with partners. And actually, I have something concrete for you. I remember it was a couple of years ago. There was a partner conference. I think we called it ZMS Client Summit or something similar. And it happened to be on my birthday. And, you know, it was not on the program or anything, but somebody remembered. And then all of a sudden, you know, we had the song and the speech. And it felt rather special that day. So perhaps possibly one of the best 35th birthdays that I've had.
Oh, that's a really nice one. I have to say, now planning the 10-year birthday for ZMS feels also like it's a bit everyone's birthday. So I think that remains the same. That has a super good side effect. So now let's talk about something that was, is, and for sure will stay important. Data. First-party data is core strength for retail media, of course. Andreas, what has first-party data from Zalando transformed for our partner marketing? And Joanna, why does it matter so much for brand partners today?
Yeah, important question. So you see, from the start, Heike, the first-party data was a key differentiator for retail media because it provides this unparalleled visibility into the results that the campaigns are driving. Reliable, clear impact. And you remember through the years, you know, death of the cookie, no problem. GDPR, no problem. And then over the years, of course, further capabilities can be built on top. So targeting and then AI and all these things. And of these, for me personally, I think the most exciting on top thing is the, you could call it customer empathy, that you can get to tools such as, you know, the Customer Journey Compass, which we launched last year.
Very well. And Joanna, why does it matter so much for brand partners today?
Yes. In our vision, we say we want to be the most trusted full funnel retail media platform. And I think that's where the key is in the word trust. In the word trust, there is data and transparency. And I think this is really critical, particularly as we want to continue growing our business in the lower funnel. So a business that's reasonably transparent when it comes to measurement, yes, because it's a conversion sort of measurement. It's a sales measurement. But the further we go into brand building, into helping the brands to tell the story, the more challenging it becomes to make sure that we align with them on the objectives, that we are clear with them on what data we're going to provide them and measure them. So data becomes a key actually to offering a full funnel, and also is a key differentiator for us, because actually being a retail media platform, we can have the data of a customer journey at the kind of prospecting space, as well as the conversion space, which is really, of course, difficult for the advertisers that do not have the lower funnel and therefore conversion. So definitely, you know, critical to build that trust. And of course, you know, we, as Andreas mentioned, we started already working on that trust with our customer journey compass to be able to provide a better kind of insights for our partners.
Yeah, super. So you both mentioned it already, the ZMS customer journey compass, the importance of trust and moving to customer-centric marketing. So how does these guide campaigns design and where are we seeing the biggest leaps forward?
It's actually related mostly to the customer segmentation. So it allows the brands to really understand their potential kind of target audience that they are interested in terms of brand. They can see how they compare to peers that are relevant for them. And therefore, it allows us for a much better targeting and a much better full funnel measurement via the ad manager, so their self-service, and of course, the insights that we can provide.
Joanna, you captured it perfectly. If I just may add a buzzword, breaking down the silos. Customer insights and data, if you like, interconnect the functional disciplines.
Yeah, that's definitely fueling online growth and the retail media business. So what plays hand in hand, but also goes beyond it, is the importance of offline interaction between brands and their customers, right? So how are we supporting brands to enter that field?
Yes, okay. It's really interesting because you would think that with us being a pure player retailer, this kind of offline wall doesn't concern us. But actually, it's the opposite. We're seeing that more and more the brands appreciate the combination of experiences and connecting with customers in a physical space. And actually, the art is about multiplying that physical experience and being able to take it to the world of digital and scale it. And I think we've been doing it really well, and we're still kind of learning and ramping it up, but with our own brand experience hub, where we're combining the moments for the brands to kind of tell the story in a more intimate environment to the customers. And then we are able to take it to life through our digital space and help more of our customers enjoy and be a part of quite intimate setup.
Yeah, amazing. So you, Joanna, mentioned we do this with creative and insight-led campaigns. And can you share a recent campaign example that really brought this to life across the funnel for you?
Yes, of course, I could too. I must confess particularly that I loved, one was the events with Sarah Jessica Parker, great influencer content, great editorial, on-site placement. And it's that perfect magic moment where we can actually combine Zalando activity with a much loved brand and scale it both for a kind of Zalando brand benefit as well for the brand benefit. So a great win-win. I think the other one, which is slightly differently done, but equally fantastic, in fact, I think could be much more scalable, was a Tommy Hilfiger and the F1 collaboration. We had a fantastic HQ event even with that, but apart from the HQ fun, it really was about the content production and scaling the content and making sure that we can again drive that experience that happened physically and share that experience with our customers for the partner and Zalando benefit.
Great examples. And I think it perfectly shows how retail media has come a long way. But Andreas, what's the unfinished business we have? And Joanna, how is ZMS supporting to guide the industry in its next chapter?
Yeah, indeed, a long way, Heike. I remember it was something like a curiosity when we started, and now it's really an established channel. But we are still, you see, quite some way off, I would argue, from a general full realization in the industry that retail media is a first grade media channel. I think that's still some way off. But to be clear, there's also tons still to be done on the side of the commerce platforms. Yeah, right. So if you think of brand metric attribution, creative formats, organic paid synergy, there's lots that still will be in the evolution as we move forward.
If I was to add to that, Andreas, I think you're absolutely right. The opportunity is there. And I think the opportunity is really built in three buckets, which is how our partners desire to work with us and generally with media. You know, the retailer space was always famous for their sales activation and, of course, the kind of lower funnel in the conversion, you know, the sponsored kind of products, sponsored collections, etc. And I think that is not going away. And this kind of driving, you know, segmentation and better targeting, ensuring that we can deliver a better ROAS for our partners, that should be our everyday continuation. I think where the opportunity is, and is what you've said, which is around retailers, or Zalando specifically being a media platform. Not many retailers actually can do that, because in order to do that, you need to build a customer engagement, which is very much what we're doing in our strategy of INE. And we are building content, we're building frequency, we're building opportunities for the customers to engage with our premises more, which means opportunities to engage with our partners and engage with our partners, storytelling, the content, and of course, eventually products. So this full funnel opportunity remains something that nobody yet fully captured. And I think we are really well placed with the scale we have got of a lifestyle engaged customer to truly win in that space in Europe.
You both touched on what makes ZMS unique, but what truly sets us apart from other retail media platforms out there today?
First and foremost, you could look at the audience. And, you know, those of us who often work with Meta or Google, you know, we say we have got 52 million active customers. And you go, well, actually, others have got a billion of active customers. But that's not the point. The point is that we have got a 52 million fashion and lifestyle engaged customers. And that makes us truly unique. And we really not only about transactional, which fantastic and we will continue, but we really about emotional connection, the cultural kind of relevance, the storytelling, the creativity and data. And that is something that nobody at the moment in this space is able to achieve. And of course, you know, I keep rambling on about the data as it's my passion topic, but I also think critical to any partner that we speak to. Zalando has got a 52 million customers and growing points of data that allow you to hopefully target the right audience and grow your brand in a meaningful way and create a brand fan club on our space.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. So, Joanna, what seeds are we planting today that will have partners celebrating with us another decade? And Andreas, what do you hope we'll be saying in 2035 when we invite you back to celebrate 20 years of Zalando? 20 years of ZMS, apologies.
Yes, actually, I would be very happy celebrating 20 years with Zalando and at least 10 years with ZMS. But look, if I fast forward, and even in 5 years, let's make a little celebration in 5 years. I'd love the partners to think of us as a full funnel, scalable retail media. And we do already some of the elements of the full funnel, but it's the scalability of the full funnel and thinking of us as a media platform to serve our partners with relevant content is something that I would be excited about. We're definitely planting seeds around insights-powered content, yes? This kind of AI-optimized journey, audience-first strategy, really is something very powerful and changing every day. So I think in 5 years, we will see a space that will be unrecognizable to where we are now. And of course, we want our partners to come to Zalando thinking, I can build my brand together with Zalando. And that will be something, if we can achieve in the next 5 years, would be a great excuse for celebration.
Couldn't agree more. I hope we'll be discussing how far these seedlings or seeds, Joanna, that you mentioned will have grown by then. And if then, you know, in discussions, we have many partners who tell us that they are where they are because of our collaboration, that would be a great outcome for the work that has and will flow into this.
I'm looking already forward listening to you and planning our next celebration already. So now, last round, let's play one word, one wish. One word to describe ZMS today and one wish for the next 10 years. Should we start with you, Joanna?
Oh, that's a tricky one. You know, I'm never good with just one word. But I think today, I would say ambitious. Let me elaborate on that. I truly see the ambition of ZMS team to serve the partners and grow the business and evolve. I see the ambition to from Zalando to actually support ZMS and help to turn this as a part of a Zalando model and how we serve our partners in a platform-first environment. So I would say ambitious is my word of today.
How about you, Andreas?
In a word, possibly I would say, based on today, also forward-looking. I think that would be the word. I also have a wish for you, Heike, and Joanna, and team. I wish that ZMS to be an ever-improving version of itself in the next years.
Oh, really good ones, both. Thank you, and thank you so much for joining us today for this very special episode. Also, thank you, dear listeners, for tuning in and celebrating 10 years of ZMS with us. If you're looking for more, we've dropped some useful links in the show notes of this episode. Make sure to check them out. And if you like this episode, hit subscribe. We'll have more wisdom from top marketeers across our partner base in the next episode to come. Ciao for now.